the fairies' Christmas party. At last the day had come. The fairyland castle was busy with hustle and bustle, while the queen's fairies hurried to get everything ready. Soon the guests began to arrive. All sorts of fairies came from all over fairyland. There were gnomes, pixies, elves, woodland fairies, Christmas tree fairies, Santa's workshop fairies, and many others, all dressed in bright new clothes. The queen had said that there was going to be a special guest, and everyone was wondering who it would be. The castle was decorated with bells and streamers, and at one end of the long golden ballroom was an enormous Christmas tree with large piles of presents underneath. Everyone gathered round the tree. The coloured lights glistened on the beautiful dresses and silver wings of the fairies. The queen's helpers began to give out presents. There was something for everyone. The bluebell fairies opened theirs first and were delighted to find dewdrop necklaces. The gnomes were given spiderweb purses. The pixies had long pointed slippers and the elves green leaf suits. For the others, there were golden glasses, sparkling wands, tiny crystal dishes, or magic wishing beans. There was still one large parcel left. It must be for the special guest, everyone thought. Whoever can it be? When all the other parcels were opened, the fairy queen came into the golden ballroom. She looked so beautiful that everyone gasped. Her pearly satin gown was covered in silver stardust, and her crown of precious jewels glinted in hundreds of colours. Her crystal slippers had golden buckles, and her necklace was made from a piece of the rainbow. "Welcome to the party," she said, smiling. "I want you all to be very happy, and I hope you like your presents. Our special guest will arrive soon, and then we will have our banquet." Just then there was the sound of bells. Everyone turned towards the door. In came a man in a red suit. "Santa Claus! Hooray!" All the fairies clapped and cheered. The fairy queen, smiling warmly, took him by the hand and led him to a large chair beside her own near the Christmas tree. "Merry Christmas, Santa, and a Happy New Year," she said, as her fairy helpers carried the big present from under the tree and placed it on his lap. "We thought that as you give so many presents to girls and boys, it was your turn to get one now," said the queen. Thank you very much," Santa said delightedly, as he ripped the paper away. It was a big silver bell for his sleigh. "You must have known the old bells are nearly worn out," he said with a grin. "I've had them for so long. The reindeer will be very pleased." All the fairies started chatting and laughing merrily as the queen and Santa led them out of the golden ballroom and into the crystal banquet hall. There were dozens of shining crystal chairs set around a crystal table laden with fairy food. There was honeydew and nectar in golden goblets. And on hundreds of tiny silver plates were moonbeam meringues, fairy blancmange, Milky Way pudding, wild nuts and berries, tiny fairy fruits, sunflower sweets, sugar plum candy, and cakes of all shapes and sizes. In the centre of the table was a large Christmas cake with white icing and "Merry Christmas" and big red letters across the top. What a feast! Everyone enjoyed themselves. When they had eaten enough, the fairy queen and Santa led them back into the golden ballroom for dancing. The Black Beetle Band came to play sweet music for them. Soon the pink light of dawn began to cover the sky. The Christmas tree fairies had to get back to their trees before the children woke up to find them gone. Elves and pixies and gnomes had to return home before the sun came up, and Santa and his workshop fairies had to return to the North Pole for a good long sleep. "Goodbye," Santa called as his reindeer pulled his sleigh into the sky. "Thank you for a very happy time." Everyone listened to his new sleigh bell till it faded away into the distance. The party was over. Soon all the sleepy fairies had gone home, happy and contented, looking forward to a long holiday before another busy working year.